Hey now, good people, it's February the 7th, 2015, and welcome to another Ram Radio webcast, which is a biblical alternative here live, and I am right now live from the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, great, great, great planet Earth. Alive another day. I woke up this morning thankful to God to see another day in my life and to experience His wonderful grace. Now, you know, this is African American History Month, and I've said it over the years, wow, a whole month to recall that I'm black and what that means and all that. You just heard the bell go off, so I got people contacting me already asking me, so what's up, and everything is cool, and I got to tell them right now, here it goes, everything is cool, I'm up and working. Yeah, that's it. I know that as a black man now, it is very exciting time to be alive, especially as a spiritual man, because now it's our time for us to really shine forth. You know, you see all the negativity. You know, like that television program on Fox. What is it? Empire? Devastating. I've never watched it because I don't watch television. And I could watch it if I, you know, really wanted to dumb myself down to do that. But I won't dumb myself down to watch a presentation like that. And there we go. Okay. But a lot of black people are watching it, and they're taken in by that. A lot of white people are watching it. That is not the kind of freedom that I'm talking about, because that's not freedom. That's bondage. As a matter of fact, I was on my Facebook, and I was looking at one person's blog, as I was looking at that one person's blog, I was taken back by the truth that he said about that show Empire. And it's another reason why I don't watch television. And I admonish you, if you really want to have a far mature mind and enjoy life better, and if you're a spiritual person, and if you happen to adopt the religion of most African Americans in this country, which is a form of Christianity, because it's not, you know me, I have that old adage that I say, well, I'm a first century Christian, I don't believe in this 21st century Christianity. Well, that's true, just like I don't believe in wars, military powers, the government, and all those things, because all those things have switched and changed up since I've gotten older and older. But freedom is what I'm discussing here, because as a black man, that's very important subject matter. What is it to be free? What is it to be free? Well, I think that it is expressed in a song. This song I loved so many years ago. Oh, what a beautiful red car just pulled up in front of my house across the street. I don't know what it is, but it is just beautiful. Some of these new sports cars that they have, I think it's a Chevrolet. I don't know what it is. But I'm looking at the back of an album cover, if I can stick to what I was talking about. The album came out in 1978. It was recorded on Word Records from way back in Waco, Texas, man, if you can believe that. And it's a great album. It's called Larnell, and it's entitled Free, and has a white dove, I guess that's a dove, on the picture, and I guess that means something. But anyway, I want you to hear it, and I want you to be able to tell me whether your life is of such, because if it is, then you are truly a free person.
I long for the day when I could say
what?
I had
what?
Freedom.
What? how you get
Jesus came my way, what a happy day.
Okay.
Walking in darkness through the light.
Yeah.
He set me free.
Yeah.
He gave me the right to say that he,
what?
He whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Freedom. Well, I long for the day when I could say I had freedom. But Jesus came my way, what a happy day. Walk in the darkness to the light. He set me free. He gave me the right to say that he whom the sun sets free,
yeah,
is free indeed.
How did he do it?
I'm free from the chains that bound me, free. Since the day he found me, well, he opened up the way. He brought a better day. I was living in sin, had no peace within. Jesus set me free when I let him in. And he whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Now that's some real good dialogue, because that's what my faith is all about. Listen to this.
Well, I'm free. Free as a bird in the sky. Yes, I'm free. Soon I'm gonna fly, fly away. Because I'm free. I'm no longer a slave to sin. Yes, I'm free. Ever since I let him in, I'm free from the chains that bound me, free. Since the day he found me, well, he opened up the way. He brought a better day. I was living in sin, had no peace within. Jesus set me free when I let him in. And the he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Well, I'm free from the chains that bound me, free. Since the day he found me, well, he opened up the way. He brought a better day. Yes, I'm free from the chains that bound me, free. The day he found me, well, he opened up the way. He brought a better day. I'm free from the chains that bound me, free.
That's what I like about Lorne-L. When he sung, wow, when he sung, you really heard it. You knew what it was all about. He's talking about being free. And you know what? If you're not free like that, then you're not free. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You know, it says on the back of the album, when you listen to Lorne-L sing, you can almost feel his ability to interpret lyrics with sincerity. Oh, yes. The excitement that he conveys is very rare indeed. To me, this person says he possesses an extraordinary presence. He captivates and communicates deeply to people. Yes, he does. Especially during the last 2 years, this album cover says, Lorne-L has endeared himself to countless thousands, and his ministry has continued to broaden. His release, Lorne-L More, was recognized by NARAS with a Grammy nomination as Best Soul Contemporary Album of the Year. And this album, Free, that I just played from, is very exciting to listen to. The arrangements give Lorne-L more freedom to express his tremendous vocal range and talent than ever before. The songs are in the tune with today's contemporary music trends, and Lorne-L really knocks them out. When Lorne-L sings, you can feel it deep within your soul. That's Buddy Huey wrote that about Lorne-L, and that number was called Free. And it's just a great little album. You know, if you can find it and kind of like add that to your record collection, that would really be good. You're listening to Pastor John, your internet pastor here in the Lucy Coleman studio, doing what he does the best, playing music for you. You know, keeping it real, playing the kind of music that would help you grow in your spiritual faith. Now, you know, there's some of you listening and you say, well, you know, I don't believe in Jesus. Well, I don't believe in the Jesus that they talk about either. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the real Jesus of 2,000 years ago. And you see, once you get real serious about your life, well, then you know what I'm talking about. Now, I just pulled out another album. Kind of old. It's up there, too. Let me see. Let me play, I think, one of the best numbers that I have ever heard. And I want you to listen to it. Keith Green, the late Keith Green, he's dead. But he shall ever live, in my mind, as one of the finest Christian singers that ever lived. He died at a very young age. But he recorded a lot of music, and I have a lot of his music on CD. And, of course, I have some vinyl of it, and I'm holding in an album right now called The Prodigal Son. Not one of his better albums. I liked it. It was pretty nice. But I want to find, there's an album that I had years ago. Wait a minute. Somebody else. Oh, my friend, Henry. Henry says, oh, cool. Hopefully you can listen to mine. I am Henry. I have a young man that's living up in Northern California, and this young man, I believe, is going to be the young man that's going to take over for me after I die. Really, I have been grooming him. If the Lord lets me live and continuously get these things together, and so that after I die and pass on, that this young man will take on the legacy. And I have to go to his website right now and listen to some of his work, because he is attempting to do what I've been doing over the internet for years. And if indeed he does an adequate job in doing this, and he put his sample blogcast up, I'm looking at pictures in the studio where he does the work, and I'm telling you, it is a nice studio, got a nice microphone and everything there, and everything looks the way he wants it to look, and I'm just loving it. And if he can get all of this equipment, he can broadcast from where he is, and that's what's so good about it. And so I'm excited about that. I've been praying about that. I always thought that the person that would take over for johnnycoleman.org would take over from this city would be a guy that could come in my studio and learn how to do what I'm doing and then take it on. This guy attended one of the fellowships that I taught in years ago. Okay. And since then, he's a teacher, and he lives in Northern California, and I'm going to listen to his premier blogcast today while I'm cleaning up around the house here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce you to this gentleman after I survey his work. For those of you that believe in my work and what I'm doing, I want you to pray for Henry. That's all I'm going to give you. His name is Henry. Very nice young man. I've been speaking with him over the phone. I haven't seen him in years. But I must tell you that it is a joy to know him. That's all I'm going to say on this Saturday cast. It's African American History Month. If you want to be free, your freedom comes in Christ. And for those of you that are not in crises, you've chosen the better half. Hey, listen, I got to listen to Henry's cast. So until we meet again, whatever you do, stay into the blessed word of God. God bless.